Hi, I'm Abby.
I'm Amy.
And this is the Just an Introvert podcast,
where we talk all things introvert.
I'm not mad at you.
I'm not shy. I'm just an introvert. Okay, welcome back to the Just an Introvert podcast. I'm Amy.
And I'm Abby.
And we're here for another exciting episode. Well, we think so, at least. And hope
of course, always.
But before we dive in, Abby, how's it going?
Oh, I am very tired. It's been going. The last couple of weeks have just been busy, and I feel like my body is catching up, and it's telling me you need to rest. So I'm trying to do that as much as possible. But yeah, we've had a couple just busy weekends. Those long weekends have been nice, but they've kind of filled up. So I think it was this last weekend. I'm like, finally, I don't have anything planned. I can just relax. So I'm trying to do that. But working and having two kids makes that tricky. So
yeah,
that's trying to get that time in where I can. But yeah, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm tired too. This time of year is kind of blah. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw something about like how February is just like a slump, and I've never put that together, but I'm like, I think it kind of is like the busyness of the holidays and like the new year. And then it's just like, okay. And reality. So I'm like, yeah, I definitely find myself feeling that this year, but
yeah, that you described that perfectly. I just feel like I'm in a slump. Nothing's bad. It's just, you wake up, you go to work, you come home, you go to bed, it's just kind of like, so
monotonous.
now, kind of counting down to spring break. That's kind of the exciting thing. So I'm like, okay, if I can make it to spring break, then, and I'm ready for the weather to warm up. I am a cold weather girly, but I think I like it when there's like a holiday attached to it. Like, ooh, it's Christmas time, it's Thanksgiving. And then once that is all done, I'm like, okay, I think I'm ready for the nicer weather, not having to bundle up.
Yes. And it's like, I want to just enjoy that weather, not have to be like running through it. Doing school drop off and pick up in the rain is like an Olympic sport for me. I'm like, this is not fun. Like of course, both my kids want their umbrellas, which I'm like, all right. So I have no umbrella. I just have to bring my big jacket with a hood because I'm like holding both of their umbrellas, steering them, trying not to run into each other, other people. It's just like, it's chaos. Like I finally just last week bought myself rain boots. I haven't had rain boots as an adult because I'm like, I'm chasing them. I'm stepping in puddles. Like I need to have,
You don't need it very often, but when you need it, you need it.
I'm like, I'm just going to get some for myself. So yeah, no, that's definitely a fun little challenge with the little ones.
Yeah. Rain and pick up and drop off, just the driving, the traffic. I always know it on rainy mornings. I need to leave earlier or just put on my patient's pants because it takes everyone
gonna
a
be
lot
rough.
longer to
It does.
Get all that stuff done.
It sure does.
But
oh goodness.
Anyway.
Okay.
All right. What do you have for us? Icebreaker.
Yes. Icebreaker. Okay. This is a fun one. I feel like I'm always scrambling to come up with them now that we're so far in, but this one, I have two different variations, but the first one is when you're getting ready, what order do you do hair, makeup, and getting dressed? Like, what's your order with that when you're getting ready?
Oh, this is a good question. Okay. So I am very, I do things the exact same way every day. I don't mix it up. I know my family will be shocked to hear that. kidding, by the way. So what I do is I work out in the mornings, which means I need to shower. I used to actually shower at night when I wasn't doing like workouts and just full-time working and all that. But now that I do that in the morning, I shower and then I immediately get dressed. So I get my clothes on and then I, if I'm wearing my hair down, I will pull it back and do my makeup. I always do my makeup first, but sometimes if I'm just putting my hair in a bun, I might do the bun real quick first and then makeup. But if I'm doing something a little more like styling wise with my hair, I will always do the hair last. So that's my order. So how about you?
I was trying to think. I feel like it really depends. Like my day to day, because I don't wear makeup every day at work. I'm just throwing scrubs on. So, I'm like, there's not really a lot to me getting ready in the mornings. But I'm thinking if I'm like going to a wedding or an event or something where I'm like getting fully done up. I feel like I usually do, and again, like you said, it depends on what I'm doing with my hair because
Yeah.
I see everyone with like the cute headbands and clips and all the get ready stuff, and I'm like, that would ruin my curls. Like I am limited with how I can keep my hair on my face. But if
Yeah.
I'm straightening it, I usually do, or if I'm doing something where I'm putting it up and I'm not just like depending on my natural curls, I would do makeup first. I think I always do my makeup first because that's what I'm least confident in. And I'm like, I feel like
Okay.
that's gonna throw me off the most. I'd rather just take my time. Like I can rush getting dressed, doing my hair, but I'm like, my makeup, I get stressed. So I usually do that first. And then I think hair, and then I get dressed at the end. I think I usually just wear, like, even in the mornings, I'll wear like my robe or whatever while I'm getting ready and then get dressed at the end. But yeah.
Yeah, it's funny that people have all different like
Different.
orders. Now, do you like when you're, well, I guess even when you're working, do you like pick out your outfits the night before, or are you a person that grabs it that morning?
Okay, so if you could see my bedroom right now, I have a shelf right over here to my left with all my scrubs. So I work 5 days a week. So I have 10 sets of scrubs. I have five for 1 week, five for the other week.
I
They
love
don't
it.
have the same order every week, but like after I do laundry, I fold them. We wear red on Fridays. That's our like union color across the Central Valley. A lot of us will wear red on Friday. And then the rest of them, I kind of whatever order, but Randall has watched me do this, and it's probably one of those moments where he's like, who is this crazy woman that I married? I'm like, I've got my other colors, and I'm like, okay, what? I don't want to have too many like blues or greens or this in 1 week. So I have a very specific like combination. And just the other night, I was laying in bed looking, and I'm like, you know what? I got to switch those two blues because one of them is too green, and I have a green that week. And it's just the dumbest thing, but I'm like,
But I understand
it
that.
makes
Like,
sense in my brain. It works. I
I
couldn't
would do the
just,
same type of thing.
yeah. So it's nice because it's scrubs and it's like I'm not putting outfits together. But yeah, I have a specific set for week one, week two, and I just switch back and forth. So
I love that. I love that. I always, when I get home from school, I immediately go upstairs. I got to pick out my entire outfit for the next day because I just want that. And I will try it on. I will try on the jewelry. I'll think about my hair, like everything, and that's set up. And Alex is kind of the same way as me. And then Niles and Riley are just like grabbing whatever's off the floor that's not dirty. And
That's
you
so
know, that
funny.
works for them, but I'm like, I can't do that. I have to know. I have to do, 'cause you know, like if I go upstairs, you know, I'm gonna just like I'll tell Niles, I'm going to take my makeup off. I'll be right down. He's like, no, you're not, because you have 400 things you're going to be doing in order. I'm like, yeah, you're right. But
That's hilarious.
makes me feel
Hey,
like
it
it
works.
makes me feel better. And this is just how I function. So,
Totally.
but
And I
go
know
ahead. Oh,
we
go
are
ahead.
both the same in that we have our post-work comfy outfit that we wear all week.
All
We
week.
talked about that, I think, last time before we recorded. I'm like, I have my one outfit that sits in the corner of my closet that I get home from work, change out of my scrubs, and I wear that. And I used to be like, oh, I should change it up because school pickup. I'm like, I don't care. I don't know what any of the other parents are wearing. I can say, wear the same thing every day and no one's going to notice. So that's what I do.
You know what? Yes. And I also have the same workout outfit because I work out at home. Maybe if I went out, it'd be different, but I have the same workout outfit for a whole week because I'm like, I don't want to do a bunch of laundry. It's just me. I'm wearing it. And yeah. So, okay. I have
Same.
one more question because I thought
Okay.
of this because I think a couple of years ago at work, they were taking a poll. Do you put your deodorant on before you put your shirt on or after?
Before, because of my scrubs, the way that they fit, and because of my lovely body proportions, everything fits weird. So like if I have my scrub tops on, I used to try, but I'm like, I can't. So I have to do it first, but then I'm careful not to get deodorant marks all over my clothes. So it's annoying, but I have to do the deodorant first. If I'm wearing like a loose, like a sweatshirt or a t-shirt or like a tank top in the summer, I'll do it after. But if I'm putting my scrubs on, I have to do the deodorant first.
Yeah, I do it first too. Even though I have to kind of be careful, For some reason, I just want it on first. I don't know
Yep.
why.
There was a stretch of time. I don't know what I changed in my routine, but I kept forgetting deodorant before I'd get to work. And
Oh
I'd get to
no.
work and I'm like, oh, shoot. So
I
I
hate
like,
that.
and when I worked in the hospital, they had like a stash of like toiletry for patients, like hospital provided. So I had
Yeah.
a hospital brand deodorant stick in my locker for a
So
while, but now
funny.
I just have, I'm like, I'm just gonna buy deodorant and keep it at my desk just in case. There's like
That
3 days
is.
in a row that I get to work and I'm like, seriously, again? Like, yeah, it was
That's
rough.
that is smart because now
Yep.
don't like discovering when you're like, ah.
No, especially in my job. I'm like reaching around people all the time and I'm very hands-on and I'm like, I can't avoid this. Sorry. Oh my gosh.
All right. Okay. So
Yes.
would you rather have your daughter pick out your outfit to wear for the day, then you have to wear it like outside the house? Or would you rather her cook you a meal? And it can't just be like a bowl of crackers. It has to be like ingredients.
Okay. Honestly, like I would have Jane get me dressed. Even like I
Okay.
would totally let her do that. I don't trust her to cook yet just because, but
Okay.
like she's so responsible, she could probably figure it out. But she has been getting herself dressed. She's in kindergarten right now since preschool. Like
Okay.
picks out her own clothes. Like I tend to buy her more, like all her pants are pretty neutral and would match with most of her shirts, so there's not a lot to it. But she and my son, my 3-year-old Owen, they both get themselves dressed. So I would
Oh,
trust them to like put an outfit together and get me
nice. Okay.
dressed. Yeah, I'd let them.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I
What
love
about
that.
you?
Oh man.
And our daughters are very different ages, so it's two
Yes.
completely
Yeah.
different
Well, and I'm
situations.
trying to think when they were
But you little,
that
yeah.
age, what I would rather have them do. Maybe get me dressed. I feel like my
Yeah.
kids, although I did pick out their outfits for a long time just
Yeah.
because I liked it and they let me.
Yep. Yep.
But well, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's so long ago. I can't like.
Yeah. I feel like you would let Alex pick out your outfits for sure. I bet he could put an
Yes.
outfit together. Yep.
For sure. Yeah, probably the outfit
Yeah.
thing. Yeah, I
Yep.
think so.
So funny.
Oh gosh. Okay. So I thought it would be a good topic today to talk about introverts and competitiveness. So I'm finding when I'm around people, I hear this all the time. They're like, "Oh, I'm so competitive." And every time they say that, I cannot relate. And I feel like, am I the only one here who doesn't have that drive? Like most, it feels like everybody. I'm sure
Yeah.
it's not everybody.
Yeah.
So I just want to talk a little bit about like, is that an introvert thing? Is that a me thing? I did look it up and I did find an interesting description of it, saying that introverts tend to be more self inner focused on a self improvement
Yeah.
rather than having an outward, display of that competitive drive
Yeah.
to,
Yeah. Like the internal versus external
yeah.
motivation. Yeah.
Yes, but I just thought it was interesting. I wanted to can't talk here. Wanted to touch back and think about when my kids were in sports, and I would go to the kids' sports games, and the parents are absolutely insane.
Oh,
They
yeah.
are yelling, they're screaming, they are just, and I'm like, I just felt like an alien because I'm
Yeah.
like, first of all, calm down. And
Yeah.
second of all, they're making me uncomfortable. Like,
Yep.
I didn't want to sit with them. And so I'm like, is this an introvert thing? I don't know. So I just kind of wanted to talk about it. So
Yeah.
how are you with like competitive
Okay.
stuff?
When you brought this up, I'm like, this is going to be so good because I think this is an area where we differ.
Okay.
But I think my introversion does affect this because I, at my core, internally, I am a very competitive person, which people who know me hear that might be surprised, but I have always had that internally, but I can't stand it. And I
Interesting.
do not let that out because I have this combination of like competitiveness, but I'm not someone who's just like naturally good at things. Like I'm not very good at
Okay.
sports. I'm not very, so it's like to me, it feels embarrassing to be like, I'm gonna be all competitive and then lose. Like that just feels like
Yes.
no, that's a bad look. So But like with games and stuff, I feel like I've told this story on the podcast before, but it's a perfect example. Me and Randall, my husband, were at an engagement party for some friends of ours from college, and we were playing catchphrase, like the one that you pass around and you have to guess the word. And like I probably knew less than half of the people there in that circle playing the game. I knew a few of them. Some of them were like acquaintances, friends of a friend kind of a thing. And there was one gal that ended up becoming a friend, but didn't know her very well. But I knew that she lived in Colorado. Like that was something she talked about all the time. So we're passing it along, and I get Denver is my clue. So I'm like, perfect. I like point at her and I'm like, and it's right towards the end. The ticking's getting faster. She didn't get it. It goes off. And as soon as it goes off and I lose, I literally just was like, come on, you're from here. You should know this. And like yelled it in this group setting. And I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm gonna leave now. Like it just came out
Like,
and I was like,
who
oh my God. Like I nope. So those kind of moments, it's just like, and now it's a hilarious story, but I don't like my competitive nature, and I think I don't let it out unless I feel like I can back it up with like skill. So I do think
Gotcha.
that comes from my introvertedness, that I don't know. I don't just enjoy like, oh, let's be competitive just for the fun of it. Like I feel like there has to be a good reason behind it, if that makes sense.
Yes. No,
Yeah.
that totally makes sense.
But
And
like sports games, like you were saying, in high school, I feel like just being in high school and cheering on your team, that's just kind of a thing. But when people's parents were really loud, oh my gosh, it's just so embarrassing. I can't stand it. First off, I'm like, calm down. Your child is not, at the Olympics or, at a professional level, like especially at our school. I'm like, we are the lowest division of all the divisions. Like, calm down. But yeah, no, I'm like, especially when it gets into like yelling at the refs and things are, I'm like, okay, like it goes both ways. Calm down. It's not the end of the world. Like and maybe that's a personality thing. I'm like, I just can't stand that. It drives me nuts. But I also like, yes, I can have that, mama bear instinct and protect my kid, but I just don't see myself sitting and doing that while my kids play sports. Like I just have a hard time picturing. But again, that's kind of that social, like I don't, want to like put that out there for everyone to see. That feels embarrassing. But I don't know. Yeah.
No, and I shouldn't say I'm never competitive. There are times, like it's not like that drive in me is completely I'm devoid of
Right,
that.
right.
But I think it's more of the like argumentative
Yes.
nature of it. Like you said, you're arguing with the ref and but I can think of some times like, now that I'm thinking about sports games, there was a year Alex played baseball, and I did get kind of close with the people,
Yeah.
the parents sitting there. And I think we were playing a team that they were just the parents were being jerks, and I don't know. So when you're with other like-minded people, you kind
Yes,
of
when it's
are
a
a
safe
little more
space.
feel a little more like,
Yeah.
just smack talking and stuff.
Yes,
So
yes.
I've definitely been in that, but I also remember being at soccer games, Riley's soccer games, and the parents were
Oh.
just so, oh, I just literally wanted to leave, but I'm like, I want to watch my kid play,
Yes,
but I
yes.
can't stand being around this. And I think it
Yeah.
maybe is my, aversion to, conflict,
Yes, totally.
and maybe that's, part of it. 'Cause, people get competitive, get very, heated, and
Yeah.
I just that's not a natural thing,
Yeah.
but yeah, I just thought it'd be interesting
Yeah.
to think about. And I don't play a lot of board games, but how are you, with board games, card
It
games?
really depends on the environment. Like when I'm with my family, I feel like I can let that out a little bit and have a little more fun with it. We were just playing a game this last weekend with my family and we were having a lot of fun. But I feel like my family doesn't get like intense competitive. Like Randall's family can get more that way. So I don't tend to play. They play cards. Like that's their big family thing. I don't enjoy that because I don't feel like I just feel like it has to come with skill, like I said. But I feel like I can have fun with my family or even like my mom's extended family. We played a lot of cards with growing up, and it was
Okay.
always fun, you know, like good natured, and we always end up just laughing. Like that I enjoy. But when it's like, you know, for weeks they're gonna be like, oh, I can't believe you lot. Like, no, I'm like, I don't.
The people that,
Just hold on to that for a long time. I'm like, no, I'm good. But yeah, I do think my, you know, kind of smack talk competitiveness can come out when I'm just with, again, that safe space, people that you know, I can let that go a little bit more. Especially when it's just me and Randall playing a game. I know I'm gonna lose, but I'm gonna give him crap the entire time. And just make it, I'm like, I'm just gonna make this your problem. Yeah.
That's funny. And how about like when you're playing games with your kids? Are you the type that's like, oh, we're mom's winning,
I
you're losing, you're not very good, or do you
let
kind
it,
of
I
lean
just
in?
let it go how it goes. I
Okay.
don't let them win. I don't try to win. I'm just like, however it goes. 'Cause I think it's a good balance for them to have the winning and the losing. And 'cause there's a lot of, I feel like you can tell, my mom would always say whenever she watched American Idol, she's like, I can tell the kids whose parents never told them they were bad at anything. And I feel like that can be pretty glaring when it's like, oh, you got to win every single game that you played, and it shows. So I feel like a balance there. But I don't, we this 2 weekends ago, we were out of town, and we were at a staying at a VRBO, and they had a foosball table, and me and Randall were playing, and Jane was on. Well, first it was me and Jane, and then Randall joined Jane's team, and we're playing, and I'm not like reflexes, not good. So I'm not doing great at this foosball. And so I'm like, Jane, come over to my side. Like, help me out, girl power. And she goes, Mommy, when you join a team, you have to stick with them, whether they win or lose. And I was like, okay. And then I started winning. And then she like made her way to my side of the table. And I looked at her and said,
Interesting.
oh, hey, Jane, what happened to you have to stay on your
Stick with your
team?
team.
My gosh, I was like, okay. So that, like, we kind of had fun. You could tell she was like, I don't know which side to go, because she wanted to be on the winning side and was
Of
like,
course.
how do I play this? And
Oh,
she would,
that is
like,
so
every
funny.
time you get like a few points ahead, she's like, oh, other side. But it just was it
Oh,
was
that is
great.
hilarious.
But then she was with Randall and they lost, I think. I want to say they lost, and then she was all bent out of shape. But we had to, like, okay, like, it was a good kind of learning moment of like, yes, it's fun to, you know, talk back and forth while you're playing, but at the end of the day, it's all fun. It's just a game. So, yeah, I think I lean more towards that. What about you and your kids? How growing up
I
when they
mean,
win?
I don't think I ever like made it so they never knew how to lose, but I
Yeah.
wasn't the type that was like, oh, well, I
Yeah.
won. I mean, I wouldn't like cheat or anything, but
Right.
I was happy to let them win, and I
Yeah.
didn't, it didn't bother me,
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
always, but oh, I do have a story. Okay, so when your brother John was younger, he had just learned to play, I think it was hearts, and so
Okay.
we were playing with, I don't know, I think Niles and your dad and maybe like my dad, Uncle Phil, a few
Yeah.
people like that. And John had
Yeah.
just learned how. And it's kind of a strategic game. And so we're going around, and we can tell that I don't know if he was getting discouraged or if he was trying to win. He was trying, but he didn't realize that we could all figure out like his cards or whatever.
Yeah.
But we ended up working silently together to help him win. So it
Oh.
was really kind of fun because we would be like playing a card and knowing it would benefit him, but we
Yes.
didn't like say it, and
Let
then
him know it.
he
Yeah.
won and was so excited. So it was just funny to like we didn't have to say it out loud, but we're just like
Yes, everyone
all
kind of, yeah.
playing the hand. So that
Yeah,
was
that balance of
fun.
not letting them win all the time, but like not crushing their spirit. Because at a certain point, you're like, okay, I'm a full adult and you barely know how to read. So the odds are kind of stacked in my favor. You got to let,
Exactly. And now it's funny, I think about playing games with my students, and they like, I don't know what it is, but they cannot play games. They fight so much, they get so butthurt. It is not fun. But so we'll do a game, and
Yeah.
I'm just dealing with so much chaos. And this is from like the older kids.
Yeah.
And then like the next lesson, I'm like, are we gonna play that game again? And I'm like, are you serious? For real? Did you not remember our lesson 2 weeks ago when guys were crying? And
Yep.
like, it is the weirdest thing. They beg
Yes.
to play, and then they just can't handle
Right.
it. And I'm
Right.
like, are we gonna play again? Like, you people are crazy.
Gosh. You're like, was that fun for you? Did you
I
enjoy
know.
that?
I'm like, so
Gosh.
I'm trying. So I'm typically not a game person because I
Yeah.
don't like dealing with all that conflict, but they do
Yes.
enjoy it. So I'm trying to be better
Yeah.
about doing games and just being like, you know,
Yeah.
figuring out, because they know it's a good skill to have anyway. But
Right, right.
yeah, my introvertedness and let non-competitive,
Yes.
I want to do more of certain types of lessons, and there's a place for that, but I'm trying to make more space for the competitive things that
Yes.
they do enjoy, and that does motivate them. And
Yeah.
so
Yeah.
anyways,
Yeah.
kind of funny.
That's funny. Yeah, it's so interesting. I wonder like how much of that we talk sometimes about like nature versus nurture. Like how much of
Yeah.
that is just this innate, okay, I'm introverted. I don't want, all this big. And for me too, like I have to, and part of it's like social anxiety stuff, but I do not like being like the center of attention. And I think sometimes when you're playing a game with other people, okay, when it's your turn, everyone's looking at you. And, there's this level of like,
Yes.
I don't want to perform for everyone every 5 minutes. But yeah, how much of that is just who you are and how you're wired versus how you
Oh, for
grow up
sure.
and how,
Oh,
what that looks
definitely.
like. Yeah. We
Yeah, no,
should,
you're
when we
right.
post this, we should put a poll out. So if you're listening,
Yes.
look on our socials and I'm curious how that plays out with people, if you identify as competitive or not, and if you're an introvert or extrovert and
Yes,
how much that
that would be
correlates. Yeah.
good too.
Yeah.
Now, as I'm saying all this, I did realize there is one place I am super competitive, and it's at Disneyland. When we play those like shooting
Yep.
games or whatever, I get so competitive and I get so frustrated because I always lose. Niles has like the magic touch every time. I
Is it
don't
the
get it.
one, like, is it the Buzz Lightyear one or the Toy Story one? I haven't been in so
So
long.
yeah, there's a Buzz Lightyear one.
Okay.
There's also a toy. It's the Toy Story Mania. This is more the one that I
Okay.
try
Okay.
to. And I don't know. I think it's like he's played video games longer than me and
Yes.
his. But
Yes.
every time I think, man, I did pretty good, and then I look over and I'm like, ah,
Yeah.
what? Or if I beat my kids, that's when I'm like, yeah, I beat you. You know, I'm
Yeah.
not usually not like that, but like Disneyland brings it out.
Brings it out, yeah.
But it's funny because there is one ride there at in California Adventure. It's the Spider-Man one.
Okay.
And you're like, there's like hardly any skill. You're just flinging your hand and
Yeah.
it's doing all this stuff. And so I'm like, okay, well, I just, and by the end, you feel like you just did this major workout. You're out dead. I have won almost exclusively on that for my
Wow.
family. And I
Okay.
talked to another friend of mine and she has won. And I'm like, okay, is it like built more for females, I don't know,
Right. That's so interesting.
I get so excited to go on that one because I know
Yep. You're like, I
probably
know
gonna
I'm going to win
win.
that
And there was one, I think, was it last time that I didn't win, and I was like, wow,
Like, this
I
is
was
rigged. This
so
is
upset.
ridiculous.
So that is one place that I do get very competitive,
Okay, okay.
but you know, other than you know that, I will concede a lot easier
Yes.
than some people. I'll be like, okay, it doesn't really bother me like it bothers this person.
And I'm thinking of, I feel like that's gotta be, there's gotta be a level of the introversion affecting that. 'Cause I was thinking of our family Christmas this last year. We did like the Yankee Swap white elephant
Oh,
gift
yes.
exchange.
Yes.
And as a whole, our family is very introvert heavy. And I remember when we talked about doing this, I was talking about Randall's family, which is probably, I think, more extrovert. Yeah, more extrovert heavy.
Yeah.
When they do the gift exchange, it takes hours. It's like every time it's someone's turn, okay, I gotta get up, I gotta walk around, see what everyone else has. What do I want? And what do I, and then who can I mess with? Our family was done in like 10 minutes. I don't think anyone stole. Randall had a notepad out and was like, okay, I got to keep track. And he's like, oh, I guess I didn't need to do this because we just all were like, yeah, this is fine.
Remember him saying that he was like so disappointed.
Yeah,
He was
it's like,
all
I was
ready.
ready.
No, that is interesting
So I
because
think
like
that that
in
is
that kind of area, I don't want to, I don't know, I don't want to steal someone else's. I don't know
totally.
why. I
Yeah,
just
it's like this is like I said, this is fine.
yeah, this is fine. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's yeah, but some people get so into
Yeah.
that. And that's like at staff parties too. I've been to gift
Yes.
exchanges and I'm like, let
I'll
me have
take
my
whatever.
turn and
Yeah.
yeah, so that's funny.
Yeah. Gosh.
Oh, good times, good times. But yeah, I just thought that would be a fun topic to
Yeah.
kind of talk about. And I am curious about other
I
people
was gonna
because
say,
I
yeah.
really do feel like I'm in the minority. I feel like there are a lot of people that say they're competitive,
Yeah.
and as a whole, I'm just not. I don't know. I'm just not
Yeah.
really affected or bothered by like okay, you know, that
Yeah.
happened. I'm cool with that.
Kind of roll with it, let it be.
Roll with, yeah, just roll with it.
Yep.
Oh, all righty. Anything else on being
No, I
competitive?
feel like that's,
Drive?
yeah.
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 Look at us, and we're not even very
I
competitive.
know. We're like, that's good. That's fine. That's enough.
We're good. Oh my
Gosh.
goodness. All right. Well, let's talk about awkward moments. That's what we do first, right?
Yes.
Okay, so any
Oh
awkward
my
moments
gosh.
with
I
you?
do. Usually I'm trying to like make them up as I we you know we're prepping, but I'm like, oh, this one. So, you know how on apps that you order ahead, you know, you have your rewards, you have your, you know, your profile. For some reason there's a couple of them that instead of Randall making his own, he's just logged into mine. And but they're under my name. So finally I'm like, okay, I'm gonna change, you know, Starbucks and Dutch Bros are the big ones that are under. I'm like, I always feel bad that Randall's gotta go and I'd be like, order for Abby. I'm
Abby.
like, do they ever look at you like, are you okay? So I'm like, let me just change both of them to Blythe, change them to our last name. That'll be an easy, you know, kind of neutral, whatever. And I think Blythe is a female name anyway, so it doesn't matter. But I don't know. It feels like, oh, we'll share this. I don't know. So like a month or so ago, I had switched that up. And I went to grab Starbucks before I went to work. I ordered ahead. And the way our Starbucks is set up, the one by my house, you walk in and immediately to the left of the door is like the shelf with all the mobile orders. So it kind of gets crowded. So you kind of like just sneak in, grab your stuff and go. So I look, I don't see my drink. And then I see one of the baristas walking over and they have a few drinks that they're going to put on the shelf. Because sometimes they'll call them over where they're making them and then they bring them over. So, they're like, oh, what's the name for your order? And because I was just not thinking, I was like, oh, Abby. And they're like, oh, we don't have anything for Abby. And they set the drinks down on the shelf. They're like, we'll go look. And then in that moment, I realized, oh, it's not under Abby, it's under Blythe. But they had walked away. And I was like, well, I'm like, it felt weird to be like, oh, this is actually mine. So I just grabbed the drink that was mine and I left. And I'm like, I wonder if they were like, did this girl just like steal a drink? Because I was like, do I'm like, no, I gotta go to work. I can't. Like, sorry, bye. And the whole time I'm pulling out of the parking lot, I was like looking over my shoulder, like a Starbucks employee is gonna like chase me to my car or something. I was like, I'm so sorry. I felt so bad.
Oh
I'm
my
like,
gosh.
oh, it just felt so uncomfortable. I'm like, ugh.
Yes.
And I did this to myself. I was the one that's like, oh, let me just change the name on here. That'll be easy.
And then you forget.
And then I forget. I'm like, I'm sure that won't be the last time either. I just was felt so awkward. Just.
Oh my
And I
God.
think there's another person standing there. So I'm like, are they like, I just assumed everyone is like, well, she just stole someone's drink. But
Yes. Oh, that's
then
good.
I felt like it would be more, I don't know, if I was like, oh, actually, okay, my name used to be this, but I changed it on the app. Like that felt like a lie. So I'm like, I this is just easier of
You're
the two,
like,
I
that's a
guess.
lot of talking. I just grab and go.
Just run.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right, so mine happened last week. So I've been doing these, I think I talked about it, this app called Kale, where I do these videos and you promote a product. You can accept the challenge and you promote a product and then you wait a couple days and you get like a payment depending on your views or whatever. And so one of the challenges was you need to buy a few brands, a few kinds of this gelato. It's Talenti gelato, and then do a taste test. So I'm like, okay. But they want you to like film like going into the store. So I always do the front, and then I want to do myself like looking in the freezer and pulling it out. Luckily, there was nobody in the aisle,
Perfect.
but so I'm I. And then of course it was the day I decided to grab a couple other things, so my hands were a little full. So I pull one out and I try to take a picture of it, and then I don't know if I tried to, put it in my arm, and I pull another one out. So I went to get three, and by the time I pulled the third one out and I'm trying to get a video of it, the other two just fall out of my
Oh
arms and
no.
roll down the aisle, and
Of
I'm
course.
like, oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing.
Yep.
And of course I was still videoing, so I actually have footage of it. I guess I should post this
You
because
have to.
it's so, like, you just see the shaky camera and
It's
you
like,
hear me go, this is so embarrassing. And I'm running after this gelato container. And
that's awesome.
I was glad nobody's in the aisle, but I'm like, they probably have
Oh, for
security
sure.
camera, and whoever's watching it or goes back, they're probably rolling their eyes and laughing at the same time, like,
My
stupid
gosh. I'm
influencers.
sure they see that all the time. Oh, that's so funny.
I was so embarrassed. But yeah, I think I'll put that on our stories.
Yes, that's so good.
I'm kind of glad I kept the video running, because the behind the scenes of
Yes, that is so good that
trying
you
to
have that
get the
captured.
good shot.
Yep. Oh my
Oh.
gosh.
All
That's
right. And then
good.
what are your recommendations?
Okay, I have one. I'm really excited
Okay.
to share. So, my daughter just turned 6. A few weekends ago, we went away for the weekend for her birthday. She's been wanting to go to the snow. My kids have never been to the snow. So that was when we had the VRBO. We stayed for 2 nights. Some of my family, some of Randall's family came. It was really fun. But going to the snow, all the stuff that that entails. We are not like snow people. I enjoy it, but it's not like, oh, we go to Tahoe every year. Like we just, I will never ski or skateboard. I don't have a death wish. Like that and me would not go well together. So haven't done snow a lot. So I'm like, okay, I want the kids because I run cold and I do not enjoy being cold. And I know at least Jane is the same way. So I'm like, we're not just gonna makeshift. Oh, we'll put layers on. I'm like, we need like snow clothes, the boots, the gloves, the hats, everything. And but I'm also like, my kids are young and growing. I don't want to buy them a bunch of snow gear that we're not gonna use by the time they grow out of it. So I was looking up places in town to like rent snow stuff because I'm like, I'm sure, it's close to Pinecrest, Dodge Ridge. I'm like, they must have stuff. Couldn't really find anything, but I stumbled upon this website that I was like, had to do some research. I'm like, is this legit? And it is. So it's called Zent, ZENT.com. And they rent snow clothes, but they ship them to you. So you go through, they have all the basics for kids, toddlers, men, women, all the different sizes. You select what you want. You have to do a minimum of 4 days. It shows you like the daily rate. You could either do 4 days. I'm looking at now. I think 4 days or 10 days. And it's like, it's really reasonable. Like you can get the whole package, like pants, boots, jacket, gloves, beanie, the whole thing. Or you can do individual items like a la carte. So we got, let's see, my kids had. My mother-in-law found them like the snow bibs, the pants at the thrift store. So other than that, we all rented boots, we all rented gloves. Randall and I rented pants. What else did we? I think that was it. And for all of us for 4 days, it was like $150 or something like that. Not bad at all. And they send it to you. You give them the date that you need, like the time frame of when you need it. They sent ours like 2 weeks early, so we had them, which was great. They come in a box with a return label, air dry them. You don't have to wash them, put them back in the box, label back on, drop it at the UPS store, and that was it. So super easy. I was so happy with it because like the clothes were all really good quality. I didn't have to like, because I'm like, okay, washing them and all that, but just laid them out to dry, sent them back, and that was it. So if you are going to the snow and need clothes for just a short amount of time, I would highly recommend that, especially with kids. Because again, why would if you don't need to invest in that kind of stuff long term? Because that can get pricey. Looking at how much they cost just buying them, I was like, and then going to thrift stores, are you going to find what you need? But yeah, that was incredible. I was really happy with that.
That's super cool, because
Yeah.
yeah, that's part of the reason that going to the snow is hard,
Yeah.
because you don't want to spend all this money for something that
Yes.
you're just, like you said, they're going to grow out of it, and you're going to wear it, use it like once or
Yep.
twice,
Yep.
and then you're trying to, ask people, do you have this and that, but
Yes.
you need certain
Yes.
sizes. So that's really cool that they have that
Yeah.
option.
Yeah, and as an introvert, like I know if it was my mom, she'd be like, "Oh, just ask around off," and she would find every item she needed. But me, I'm like, "I'm good."
Yeah, no, I'm same.
Yep.
I would choose that option too.
Yes,
That's
but it made
cool.
it really easy. So again, I was really happy with it, and it's not a scam because that was when I was looking at it. I'm like, "Is this real?" Like, I'm gonna look up reviews, and I'm like, "Okay,
No,
I
it's
think."
always good to double check on that
Yep,
for
when
sure.
it's too good to be true, I'm like, But yeah.
Awesome.
What about
Well, when
you?
you were talking about
Oh.
snow, it reminded me of the Olympics and just how much
Yes.
fun I've had. Now, I used to really be into it and watch it more, and then the past few Olympics, I just don't know the people as well, and just haven't had time. But I decided I don't really want to make time, especially for like ice skating. So I've always loved ice
Yes.
skating, and
Me
so I
too.
recorded it. Even if I couldn't watch it, I'd watch part of it at night and then record the
Yeah.
rest and then watch
The
the
time
next
was all weird. Yeah.
day.
Yeah.
And I just really enjoyed it, and it's something that like Niles, when he got home from school, he even though he maybe saw a coverage already, he'd sit down and watch it
Yeah.
together. And so it was just really cool to just get into the Olympics again. And
Yes.
I wouldn't say I watched like everything.
Yeah.
Like Niles watches like a lot of it, but
Yes.
it was just fun to have that on
It
and to.
was fun. And then it was fun going to the snow because we did ice skate one of the
Oh
days.
yeah.
And like having watched it, I was like,
Oh yes.
Jane really did well ice skating. I was surprised.
Oh,
She did
cool.
great. She enjoyed it. And I was like, okay, Jane, now that you've done it, isn't it crazy all the stuff she can? She's like, I don't know how she what did she say? She was like, you would have to work every day, all the time to figure out how to do that. I don't know how. I'm like, I know, like it's really impressive. Or even like the snowboarding, because we did a day where we played in the snow. And I'm like, just moving around in the snow is a lot. So just doing anything athletic is wild. But
Well,
yeah.
for sure. I've heard people say they should have a side by side of some
Yes,
regular
a normal
person
person. That's
trying to
always what
do
I say.
something.
Yep. Like just for a point of reference, because they make it look,
They make it look
especially,
so
I
easy.
keep forgetting his name, but the guy that did the backflip, that will live in my
Oh, yeah, I
brain
can't remember his
forever.
name
It
either.
it's not Ilana,
And no,
it's
something with an
IL,
I.
yeah, Alina, or I don't even know how to pronounce
Ilya
it,
or
but
something.
whoever it is, I'm like, the first time I watched that, I'm like, Randall and I just sat like jaws on the floor and rewatched it. I'm like, how, like the physics behind that blow my mind, because you would think if you have enough momentum to flip on the ice, once you land on your feet, you're just gonna like continue that. But just like boom, right into that was one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. I watch that all the time now because I'm just like, what? Like that was so cool.
It's insane. And then the other
Yeah.
thing that blows me away is watching the downhill skiers and how fast
Yes.
they go around. I'm like,
No, I would.
how do you even
Again,
like.
I would die. I would not make it to the bottom.
Okay, did you see? I think it was Colin Jost.
Yes. Oh my
Did you
God.
see him on the bobsled or whatever? It
Was so funny.
was hilarious, but like I would be screaming and thinking I would die too when
Yes.
I realized how like you don't it they don't really capture how fast they go until you are like have like
It, yes.
a camera right there, which is insane.
Yeah. No,
So
I between that and then they did an SNL sketch where they were talking about the Olympics, and it's got all these shots of the different people,
yeah.
like I've trained my whole life for this and this is my favorite, and then it shows the one doing, I think it was the luge, she's like,
Yeah.
I just have the right body composition and just can move quickly, but she's like, but I hate it. So all the clips are like the coach pushing her down and she's screaming the entire way. It's so, I'm like, that's gotta be how, I'm like, I've never thought about that. I'm like, does that take talent, or do you just have to be like, well, hopefully I don't die? Like,
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh.
yeah.
That was just I was laughing and felt for
Yes.
him at the same
Yes.
time.
Because I think they sent him to the Summer Olympics before. So he got to do like surfing or something fun. So he's probably
Okay.
like, oh, this will be great. Like, never
You
mind,
could
not doing
tell when
this
he got
again.
in, he's just kind of, and then
Like,
he's just
yeah.
like,
Nope.
huh?
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, too funny.
All right, so what's your official recommendation?
I would say
That
that,
was
but
your okay, cool. I didn't know if that
I
was your
was like,
segue or.
we were talking earlier and I was kind of like, not sure. And then as you said, the snow, I'm like,
Yep.
that's gonna
Yep.
be it. So.
Yes.
Gonna go all
Perfect.
in on the Olympics, and
Love it.
now they're over, but
I know. It's like, oh man.
and I was so exciting to see Alyssa win the gold medal.
Yes.
She's got such a great personality, and I just
Oh.
love that She stepped away from the sport and then came back, and it's like,
Yeah, I feel
just
like that's
see
such a
what that
cool.
does for your mental health and your
Yes.
just, I don't know. It was just really cool to see.
I like how they've all, I feel like more and more have talked about like the athletes that have stepped away or like they've been more transparent about those decisions. And I feel like that's really good, especially for kids to see that. Kids that
For
are, you know,
sure.
I never was, neither of my, none of my siblings were. I don't see my kids like that really intense sports and like full go, go. College
Yes.
scholarships, that whole thing, that
Right.
can get so the people, you know, friends and acquaintances I've seen do that, that can get like you sucked down a rabbit hole and just like, oh, it can get scary really quick. So I think it's good to
Yeah.
have those modeling that, you know, that it doesn't have to be everything and there's other things in life and, you know, like the
Definitely.
balance between that. But
Definitely. Yeah,
yeah.
for
Yeah.
sure.
All
Awesome.
right. Well,
Okay.
this was
Well,
fun.
this was a lot of fun, and
Yes.
yeah, we'll put up the poll.
Yeah.
And then I'll dig out that footage of
Oh my God, yes,
you
please.
dropping stuff, because gotta share that kind
I
of
love
stuff.
it. I love it.
So, all right, guys.
Yes.
Well, thanks for joining us, and we will catch you next time.
Yep. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Music for Just an Introvert Podcast is by Jesse Miller. You can find us on Instagram at Justin Introvert Pod and on X at Introvert Pod 19. You can email us at justinintrovertpod@gmail.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to give us a 5-star review. We'll see you next time.